It's Not My Fault by Bell Mooney. Read by Nigel Anthony. It's not my fault. The clock goes too fast. Mornings were bad in Kitty's home. Dad rushed about telling Kitty to hurry up in the bathroom, and Daniel called down that he couldn't find his game shorts. And where had Mum put them? Mum tried to shovel baby food into Tom's mouth with one hand, while pushing Kitty's bread in the toaster with the other. And all the time the hands of the clock on the kitchen wall raced round, as if someone had shouted, "Ready, steady, go!" It wasn't a jolly time of day. On this particular morning it was worse than ever. The noise was so bad that baby Tom finally decided he would quieten them all by making much more din himself. Kitty looked at the angry red circle of his mouth and wondered if there was a giant dummy you could buy as a plug. "Daniel, if you don't get a move on, I'll be late for work," shouted Dad over the cries. At last Dad and Dan rushed out. Kitty watched them from the step while she waited for Mum. Clunk went the car doors. Brum roared the engine as Dad put it into reverse. Then scrape! The side of the car made a sickening sound as it slid along the gatepost. "Oh, dear," said Kitty. Dad and Dan got out to look at the damage. What Dad shouted wasn't very nice at all. To put it politely, he said the accident was all Daniel's fault for making him rush. "It's not my fault you're a bad driver," muttered Daniel. "What did you say?" roared Dad, his face as red as a tomato.
"Nothing," said Dan very quickly.
They set off again, and Kitty went back into the house.